Today we're going to pray for Oro Grande, Fenner, and Goffs. So Oro Grande has 1,137 people. They're in an unincorporated community in the Mojave Desert. They're near Victorville and Adelanto. They're in the Victor Valley, north of the San Bernardino Mountain Range, old Route 66, Interstate 15, near Victorville and Barstow. It has a rainfall that's scarce and snow is very uncommon. Now, their crime rate is at F, but their top crimes that they deal with is burglary at 9%, assault at 6.5%, theft and vehicle at 3%. So the concern there is the assault. That's a little high, but their overall crime grade is F. So we do need to pray for that. This year in March, they had to have some evacuations. It was called the Heritage Fire. It threatened 20 structures, but happily nobody was hurt. They also had a homicide investigation that launched in Victorville after an autopsy of someone from Oro Grande. So these are some things that they've been dealing with. They are under the County Service Area 42. And they work that's considered a special district that oversees their flooding issues, their roadways, transportation, surveying, that sort of thing, and their land. And their water management and solid waste management. Now, those may not seem like very important, but those are things that just operate for our lives. So we're going to be praying today, not only for the officials of Oro Grande and Fenner and Goffs, but we're also going to be praying for the public works. They're under the Oro Grande School District and under the 1st District retired Colonel Paul Cook, supervisor of the county. The main portion of their sewer system was constructed in 1924 when this land was parceled out. Now, Fenner is an unincorporated community in San Bernardino, and it is west of Needles, and it was named after Governor Fenner of Rhode Island. It also hosted during World War II, the U.S. Army training Camp Clipper. Goffs has about 50 people in an unincorporated community. Do not know the population, by the way, of Fenner, and it is a nearly empty one-time railroad town. Also in the Mojave Desert, it was a famous stop of U.S. Route 66 until 1931 when bigger highways were formed. So it's between Needles and Essex, and it was home to workers of the nearby Santa Fe Railroad. So they are also under the Community Service District, which is the 42, and it's also under the governance of the San Bernardino County Department of Public Works. So we're going to be lifting up the special of special districts. Director Brendan Biggs, the assistant director Trevor Leha, deputy director, which is vacant, so we'll be praying that that is filled with someone who has high standards and can manage this area and these departments and the way they need to. The next are several division managers of water and sanitation, Steve Samaras of project management, Mo Youssef of operations, Glenn Jacklin, a supervisor of information services, David Vogel, and the division manager of finance, Josue Palos. Father, we lift these people up, including the district that has a board member that could be a part of that. We also pray for the vacant position and those that are already in position that have been appointed by the county supervisors and went through the process to apply for these jobs. We thank you, Father, that their values has an acronym of IMPACT, and they want to have a positive impact on the citizens of the community, including all of San Bernardino County and their special districts. And their I stands for integrity. So we pray for each of these people that work there and anybody else on staff that they would have integrity. For M, that they would share mutual respect with one another, their coworkers, and the citizens. We pray that they would truly look into public safety. How can we make the roads better, safer? That they can work with law enforcement to find ways to keep people from going too fast or running over things. We also pray, God, that they would reach out to the different law enforcement and other groups, the business, the marketplace, to find ways for people to clean the roads so that the debris that comes from people throwing trash. We also pray that would be another signage that people would actually get fined for littering, and that people would have a higher respect for those things around them, and that these people would be involved with that. Their A stands for accountability. We pray, God, that what they do and how they do it, they would do it with integrity and accountability, knowing that they will be audited and checked, that others will check them, citizens will keep an eye on them. We pray that they would have excellent customer service with the people that call in and have issues with flooding or water management issues or solid waste management issues or transportation issues on the different roads, especially from earthquakes and floods and fires and all the things that we in this county experience. We pray, God, enlightening, that they would be able to get there quickly and work well with Caltrans, etc. And their last is teamwork, that they would work together as a team. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the ruler of the kings of the earth and the one through whom and for whom all things exist. We pray and ask that those who serve in public office that oversee the public works of Oro Grande, Fenner, and Goffs, we ask that they would, that as they are looking over the public roads, transportation, that survey it, that deal with the flood control and solid waste management, may their eyes be fixed on your law as their ultimate authority. We ask those who execute the plans and surveys and make decisions that affects millions of people in our county would be filled with awe in your presence. As you govern the universe from end to end mightily, awaken their understanding and conscience in this office, in these positions. Stir them to action to defend the human, the customer, the everyone that is out there dealing with all these issues. We pray for these public servants to be accountable and not forget that they are, that they would not have the love of money or fame or abuse their power, that they would do their jobs with accuracy and excellence, especially when it comes to measuring areas and engineering and trying to figure out what's the best and safest things and how to get the distribution of solid waste, even where it should go and not be put in a place that would harm others or the environment. We pray, God, that they would follow your law of life. Give them unending courage and perseverance in the task of serving the common good. And we pray, Father, that they will come to know you in Jesus' name if they don't already. Amen.